Senior Story, The Beautiful Scar, Chapter 8, Chasing Wolves. Curtis and Wayne continued on their hike toward Curtis's house. Wayne listened intently as Curtis answered his question about how he had become such an amazing horse trainer. As Curtis shared how he had acquired Sam and Pappy from his grandpa when he was 14, he suddenly went silent. The memory of the hungry wolves chasing them from their pasture into the forest was still so fresh in his mind, even though 7 years had passed since then. "Curtis?" Wayne interrupted his thoughts.
"Yeah. So, Dad came running out and we jumped in the truck. The bed was full of river stone we had collected from our project. We sped like madmen and finally caught up with the wolf pack. Dad slowed enough so I could climb through the back window. He pulled up next to the wolves and I started hurling rocks. When Dad got to the lead wolf, I tossed 2 rocks out, right in front of him. He ran off into the ditch, and all the wolves gave up and scattered. But Sam and Pappy were so scared they just kept running. And what made it worse was the deep cut I saw on Pappy's back."
Curtis paused. Wayne stared at him. "Could Scar and Beauty be Pappy and Sam?" Curtis continued. "Dad assured me the horses would return, so we decided to start our building project with the river stone we had collected. It kept us busy as we waited for Pappy and Sam. Dad was in the truck tossing rocks out when he slipped and fell off the back. He broke his hip. He was taken to the emergency room. It would be 6 months before Dad could work again, and he would walk with a limp. We both knew what that meant. The work on the property would all fall on me now."
"Did you try to find your horses?" asked Wayne, as Curtis told about his dad's accident.
"Well, Bitterroot Humane Society called me. They said they had found my horses. I explained the situation about my dad. I was heartbroken, but I knew I could no longer give Sam and Pappy the love and care they needed. I told them to please find a good home for them. When I hung up the phone, I yelled at God. 'How could you let this happen? You've ruined my dad's life and taken my horses away, too.' My dad recovered, mostly. But even in his pain, he found things to be thankful for. For me, for the ranch, for helpful neighbors. But I sank into an angry darkness. I was miserable. Until I met Pastor Shane."